WRB, glad to have you in here. If you're listening on your shortwave, the 2390, or maybe you're listening to the simulcast tonight around the world on live internet, we're glad to have you in here. Tonight, the earthquake zone. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know in the old saying, when the cat's away, the mice will play. Well, it seems like that most focus today has been on the Osama bin Laden murder or death, legally killed, I guess he was, unarmed, shot in the head. That's what we're told. And had a woman to shield him, trying to protect him. They shot him unarmed. Now the story is he was unarmed. But you notice the media has talked about this all day long. And today, on Friday, April the 29th, the day before it supposedly happened, the largest earthquake drill in American history begins along the New Madrid Fault line that we have here in America. Now, let me repeat that. A lot of people don't know anything about it. I mean, you know, when the mice is away, that's your mind. Or when the cat's away, the mice will play. The cat is your mind. They know that. As long as you're sleeping, they can tell you anything they want you to hear. Well, they didn't probably want you to hear about this, but it's the largest preparation earthquake drill in American history. And what has been labeled the largest earthquake drill in American history, the Great Central U.S. Shakeout, began today across 11 states. Now, remember, this is Friday, April the 29th. The event of Osama's death was May the 2nd, May Day, I guess. That's an occult day, if you would like to know. 3 million people. Now, get this now. Nobody's talking about it, but 3 million people will participate in a series of earthquake drills aimed at preparing for a large-scale earthquake in the New Madrid seismic zone. Now, this comes as many in the alternative media, that's things that you'll never hear except on shortwave and underground reports, media believes that a major earthquake along this zone is imminent and will possibly bring about a martial law type scenario in America. A martial law scenario. Now, with nearly 3 million people across 11 states gearing up for the great central U.S. shakeout, a massive drill to commemorate the 200th anniversary later this year on a series of powerful earthquakes that downed trees and sent waves on the Mississippi River roaring over its banks, reported MSNBC. Interestingly, the Federal Emergency Agency has scheduled NLE 11, which is a exercise set to simulate a large-scale earthquake along the New Madrid seismic zone. And before May Day, we are set to go. Now, the national level exercise, labeled NLE 2011, will be an operations-based exercise centered on the scenario of a catastrophic earthquake in the seismic zone, compassing four FEMA regions. Oh, here comes FEMA. Region 4, Region 5, Region 6, and Region 7. And 8 central U.S. earthquake states, Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee. Well, did you know that Arkansas just had the largest earthquake it's ever experienced just a while back? Had a lot of earthquakes lately. Now, the exercise initially will respond and recover capabilities as it tests and validates the existing plans, policies, procedures to include the New Madrid catastrophic plan currently under development. Now, this will be conducted into May 2011. That's this month. Remember, these past experiences and exercises have resulted in 70,000 people being evacuated from Central Texas. You remember when they had the great hurricane that came in down there and they conducted that experiment. In late January, it was reported the fact that FEMA had requested, listen now, information on the availability of 140 million, now, get this, packets of food, blankets, and body blankets, 140 million, body bags, and these requests were made specifically for the New Madrid fault system. Well, you say, what's wrong with that, Pastor Buddy? You've got to practice to get it right. That's right. That's what you got to do. All of a sudden, we are practicing for hurricanes and earthquakes, and we have a FEMA presence. But Federal Emergency Management Agency. It procures and stores prepackaged commercial mails to support readiness capability for immediate distribution to disaster survivors routinely. Now, we've seen the FEMA director, Homeland Security, here in the Southland paid us a visit. Wasn't like it was down in New Orleans. You remember when New Orleans came in down there? Well, the Southland, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Virginia, North Carolina, to just to name a few, we had some of the worst storms. And if you come down here, the people are orderly, no rioting, no screaming for federal assistance. Some of the counties have been declared disaster zones, of course. However, if you come down here, you'll see our own people responding to our own needs. People cooking, people bringing supplies in. It's very, very inspirational to come down here to the Southland and see what's happening in the next county just below me here in McMinn County, Tennessee, all the way down to Mississippi. The folks are banding together, working together, and getting the job done. And so then, we're so thankful in these times of trouble, and have you ever seen such a time of trouble? What's going on? Now, just months after this request, where they requested all of these supplies, and we're talking about 140 million person packets of food blankets, body bags, and you say, well, Pastor Buddy, wouldn't you want the government to be ready to respond in an emergency? Well, it didn't seem like it was ready in New Orleans. Those people screamed their lungs out in the FEMA. Where were they? I don't know what they were doing. I mean, they fired the head, Mr. Brown, if you remember, they replaced him and then out. I mean, the scapegoat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to have a scapegoat. Remember, they created a scapegoat out of Mr. Osama bin Laden. People came out angry. He got blamed for planning and plotting 9-1-1, if you remember. And we're supposed to believe that these camel jockeys, these amateur pilots, some of them never been in a plane, I don't think, in their life, but we're told that somehow they got to where they could hijack all these planes on a certain day and fly them into certain buildings, in certain places. A lot of questions here, ladies and gentlemen. But the people came out flying the flag. Well, it looks like Mr. Obama needed, you know, a boost in the polls. I mean, Mr. Bush, think about how he jumped in the polls when the flag wavers came out and gave him a blank check to go into Iraq, wherever there was a Muslim, we wanted to kill him. Well, that gave way that we made a villain out of Mr. bin Laden, and now that we've killed him finally, and we're going to see pictures, of course, these things, and Now, they're waving a flag again. What a wonderful job we done. We killed a man. And we actually go crazy like, we finally got lucky. We've been trying. But who's behind all these things? Now, whether the event is going to happen or not, I'm talking about the New Madrid fault line, I can assure you that a lot of people are now suspecting that it's not going to be a natural event, that it could be with HAARP and all the earthquakes we've had. There's a lot of questions from different people and from scientists that this could be man-made. Do you reckon? Well, let me give you 8 reasons here briefly that you give you maybe 8 reasons, strange reasons, if you will, that these earth changes that are coming upon us and all of it's prophesied in 2012 that something's going to happen drastic. Somebody may be seizing the initiative and taking the bull by the horns and getting the job done. Well, blame Mother Nature. Blame God. Now, we just might, and according to some that I really trust, some of these are my friends that have recorded and told me that they have already viewed 2 suns visible here on Earth. 2 suns? Yeah. Huh? Record-breaking heat? Cold? Striking all corners of the globe. Earthquake activity has spiked even in places thought not to have active fault lines. Birds, bees, fish, and other animals are dropping dead with no coherent cause, and there is a flurry of talk about galactic anomalies beginning to happen. What's going on? I mean, fish dropping out of the sky? Bees disappearing? Birds? Other animals dropping dead? What's going on? Well, we have what we have been made to believe that man-made global warming theory has to be blamed. Now, we're not discounting global warming, but is it the real cause? One thing that you can say, these are interesting times that we live in. Unprecedented. I mean, I'm just talking about record breaking here in the South. Just last week, we had over 250 tornadoes touching down in a trail, leaving death and destruction. I've never seen anything like it. Been unusually wet. I'm in Arkansas. I don't know how many inches of rain that they have received, but I got a friend that lives in Arkansas that's here working with us on the chapel for the bomb. And since he has left Arkansas, and that's not been but 3 or 4 weeks ago, there's been over 20 inches of rain fell in Arkansas. What's going on? It's abnormal. Well, let me list you 8, and there are 8, remember, is a new beginning. I hope and trust that we're going to have a new beginning because we're in a global environmental upheaval. That's all I can say. our economic system that we've got, I don't know how long we can keep on. I don't know how long that the government can keep, if they are, and if they do, and I think they do in other places, just like here in the Southland, man, their response has been like FEMA. I haven't seen any FEMA. I know there's some here. I hear they are. I don't know where they're at. But if it would have been in other areas, they would have been screaming their lungs out to be waited on and provided for and given money to escort them out of the country because they ain't got no place to sleep. Our people here in the South are sleeping in tents outside, no electricity, not one complaint around here that I've heard. People are thankful that they're living and appreciative of the help that they're getting from the community. I'm telling you, our weather has gone mad. What's causing it? Now, can we just put a quarter in the machine and hit the reset button and start all over? The industrial chemical agricultural business destroying the soil, the water, and the wildlife on a mass scale. Our fishing in the oceans is coming to a screeching halt. Something's going on. Chemical spraying, strip mining, water is toxic, even the water you drink. My sister lives in Georgia that's had a perfect well, and all of a sudden, these hungry explorers for gas fracking has opened up the earth so wide that the wells are now seeping all these toxic metals and everything. I mean, her report, she was appalled and still can't drink the water. Something's going on, ladies and gentlemen, and environmental collapse is one of economic collapse. What's going on? We're almost at the point of economic failure. I mean, how can the government keep on surviving all of these hits on a mass scale? I mean, one dilemma creates another dilemma. Look at the people in Japan. We're now getting radiation. Oh, we're being told we're okay. But it's showing up, ladies and gentlemen, even now in America. And of course, the media downplays it. They downplay it when they put it in your vaccination. Oh, yeah, it's okay. You'd be better off taking the radiation than taking a vaccination. When I talked last night on vaccinations and what's in them, I was appalled at just what they put in the vaccinations for your welfare. Record tectonic activity. Many earthquake researchers have noted the demonstrable uptick in earthquake frequency and strength, with 2012 hitting record levels. 2012. Here we are in 2011, and I'm telling you, we're having some monsters with our own government telling us and making maps to prove it. that we're going to have a change on the geographical outlines of America. The U.S. Navy's then got the projected map. Do they know something we don't know? Are we sitting over a fault line on the New Madrid? I know in 1812 we had around Memphis here the Real Foot Lake region in Tennessee. The fault line runs close to Memphis and the edge of Tennessee and Arkansas, where the Mississippi runs down that way. Today we've had flooding on the Mississippi. We've had a nuclear drill in Mississippi. Something's going on. Something's happening here. Increased activity is precisely what was predicted by science researcher Lawrence Joseph, who documented in his book, Apocalypse 20 and 12, that our entire solar system is traveling through an interstellar energy cloud, which could produce a significant observable earth changes beginning in 2009. Boy, he nailed that. From 2009 now to 2011, and 20 and 12 is the target date that it will be at its peak. Mr. Akio Teiku, renowned physicist, has recently warned that enormous earthquakes in our lifetime threaten the mega cities we've created, not only with compounds. The threat is in addition to galactic changes that is mounting evidence that the human activity of industrial gas fracking, that means fracturing the earth to get more, particularly in Arkansas, may have led to earthquake swarms in a region which is not normally active, with the largest earthquake in Arkansas history. Now we learn that FEMA is buying massive amounts, which I just told you about, of MRE blankets, body bags, in anticipation of potential catastrophic and catastrophes along the New Madrid Fault that I'm talking to you about. Number three, magnetic pole shift. There is clear evidence throughout history of the magnetic poles wandering 40 miles now and even completely reversing possibility. One of the many functions of Earth's magnetic field is to be a natural compass for animals that rely on its navigation system, where they have a built-in magnetic radar system, and once this is tampered or changed, they grow confused, like bird migrations. And a second function would be as a protective barrier against the solar flares and space radiation. With these pole shelves, we could be possibly cause all animals to be disoriented along with human. And the protective barrier against the solar flares from the sun, which is to peak, ladies and gentlemen, in 20 and 12. And we're being warned by our scientists that it could be the largest, most awesome, terrible consequences for Earth dwellers in 20 and 12. Nobody is right now pushing the panic button. I mean, we're just celebrating Osama bin Laden's death. He got a bullet to the head. Oh, mercy. How wonderful America is. when they say peace and safety and start bragging how great we are, look out. Something's up. There is some correlation between magnetic reversals, ice ages, sea level drops, and a likely host of other data indicating that we could have a catastrophic activity with even the plates shifting violently and whole continents being shaken to their core. Now the question is whether or not that it will produce these cataclysmic events that some of the scientists are predicting it possibly and probably they're betting it's going to do it. Now we also have number four as volcanic activity. What's happening there, Pastor Buddy, with all the earth belching out smoke and steam? Well, the ground level's rising at Yellowstone, sitting atop one of the world's largest super volcanoes. That's what it's done. It's bulged a full 10 to 11 inches over a section measured in miles, and it's very concerning to the scientists, the geologists, along with the earthquakes, which have dramatically increased throughout the Ring of Fire. Japan is just one casualty. And there's an indication of these global earth changes, which may require large segments of populations to relocate or flee for their life, and at worst, could threaten our very civilization. Now, these are things that we're talking about while we're celebrating the death of Bin Laden. Number five, here we are. Extreme weather. These are predictions now. This has been predicted for quite a while, and here it is. Tom Englehart recently wrote, from now on, rising prices. Rising prices? Have you noticed going to the store lately? When you pull into the gas pumps? What did the New World Order say that they would do, that they would rule through chaos? If you can get caught up in these unexpected, unannounced events, it's likely to play into their good hands. Food shortages will surely lead to riots around the world. We rule through chaos, bring in martial law, bring out the batons we've been practicing for the last 20 years. We have the largest federal police force in the world. We have the largest incarcerated population in the world. Our prisons are brimming, running over, bulging. We just keep building more. Our cities are choking. Smog. Droughts. Floods. These are showing up in unusual places. Texas is burning. California is burning. Colorado. Drought. Arkansas is washing away. Tennessee. Last year we were 6 to 12 inches behind in the annual rainfall, and now we're way over for this time of year. Now, if we can see these type of weather events, they're the new norm. Civilization must adapt. It's going to change your food production methods and locations. Now there's three major food companies in the world that manufacture what you eat to the tune of 50% of what's set on your table. You've got a product loaded with MSG, food excitotoxins to make it taste better, manufactured. It's not natural. And we're beginning to see the result of what our citizens look like. Just look at a normal American city walking down the street, or go to a mall, sit down, get you a Big Mac and a supersized Coke, and sit there and watch them. We're already seeing a major toll on food prices, which is quickly becoming, around the world, this is predicted, a global food crisis, and I predict it's coming soon. You wait. With what we've had this year and last year, you wait till what's coming in the year 2012. We're going to begin to reap. Now, the world's oceans that transfers heat from equatorial waters to cooler regions. Remember the Gulf? BP, well, they're out of the news. But the change in ocean currents being blamed for the extreme cold weather in Europe and warm weather in Greenland has dramatically shown in the movie The Day After Tomorrow, when the North Atlantic current breaks down, so that does the global climate. Who would purposely, I mean, if it was purposely, I'm not saying that BP did all this, but it seems like these are happening far too often at a time when we're reaping the chaotic conditions that the New World Order, when we are economically begging for food, and we will be before it's over with. You say, oh, I've got it stored up, glory to God. Well, it's against the law to hoard. I don't know whether you know that or not, but you're breaking the law. You don't want to be a lawbreaker, do you? Besides, what kind of an army have you got to protect it when people find out you're eating? I know what they'll do to you. You better be well hidden, because when people find out you're eating, they're going to find out where you're getting it. And where you get it is where they'll get it, and they'll kill you to obtain it. Now, number six, we just got through doing number six. Let me do number seven. Galactic anomalies. The sun rose 2 days early in Greenland. I don't know how about that. That is almost unreal. It's unprecedented. Two suns could be visible from Earth in 2012, the same year as the end of the Mayan galactic calendar and the myth of an approaching planet in our binary solar system, all seem to render grade school Earth science textbooks, which was written by the Mayans 3,000 years ago. Many have speculated about the ramifications of approaching galactic events, but there are no accepted or overriding theories and there is a good chance that some physical effects could be felt on Earth if the force of gravity is altered from planetary alignment and or an approaching celestial object such as Planet X. And here's the warning from the scientists. Keep your eye on the sky. Well, isn't that what Christ said? Look up in these days. Number 8. Solar activity. The sun is very unpredictable at this moment. But when she twitches, so do we. Although many have predicted that a severe solar maximum will peak in the next few years, potentially causing blasts of electromagnetic radiation to disrupt major communication systems and perhaps elevate the tectonic activity. NASA claims that the sun's great conveyor belt has slowed to a walking pace, claiming we've never seen speeds so low. The slowdown we see now means that the solar cycle 25, peaking around the year 2022, so from 2012 to 2022, could be one of the weakest in centuries. That means that the sun will blast great emissions of electromagnetic radiation. What about all these communication systems? Boy, it was high tech. I mean, the president sat in his office and some of his top aides and cheered on the commandos. It's unreal what we can do with these major communication systems, which could be, by the way, fried in one zip of a second. And we would go back to, like we are down here in the South and a lot of the counties around me, no electricity, no phone services. And that's a ramification. That could be worldwide. And you would pray to hear good news, but there would be none. It will be the time of trouble that Pastor Buddy has been preaching on for quite some time here on WWRB. It's coming to pass, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, whether you are ready or not. Be ye also ready, for ye know not in what hour that these things that Pastor Buddy is warning you about inflation, stocks failing, money fails. Have you ever read in a Bible? For money fails. I mean, the lust for money. Everything that we do, the hustle, the bustle. People running to and fro trying to make a buck. That's all that's on our mind. Nobody's praying anymore. On the weekends, it's just an excuse to go sleep in Sunday school. I mean, the preachers are not preaching enough truth to wake people up and to return them to their knees to pray and seek the face of Yahweh, which the Bible said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. Folks, our whole earth, we are in turmoil. We want to stay tuned to communicate, and we listen intently to what's going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in the president's office. Well, he's a sex symbol. We got to keep up with him. He's hip. And his wife, oh, she's a trendsetter. Look how she styles and profiles. We're so enamored with idol worship. Not saying that we shouldn't respect our president and the first lady. I do. When it's warranted, we should not bow to the system that has given us all these things to lead the people down the primrose path to all these things and be unprepared. Look at chemtrails. This controversy in the sky. Has Mr. Obama ever told us what we were doing? Does he even know? Is he informed? Is he out of the loop? I'm telling you, they spray down here, and in 3 days, you can see a front come in, and it's guaranteed to wash down on you. Whatever it is, it's causing the ground, the earth, it hardens like, I mean, you know, if you get as much rain as we do, the ground should be soft. You can go out there, and you can take a pickaxe and dig down. Something's going on. The seed that you plant, the heirloom seeds, they won't grow. We got wars and rumors of wars. We're fixing to have a war. I keep preaching this and telling people. It's coming. It makes good times. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. We need to go back to the 50s and 60s when we were rocking and rolling, baby. How about the 70s and the 80s? Yeah, we've got to get back to the good old days. We need a war. We're clamoring. Psychologically, people now expect us to go to war. It's going to boil down to a war, just like it's happening today. It's going to be a war against the three major religions. Judaism, Christianity, does that surprise you? And Islam, the three major religions. A war. In the name of God, we're going to fight. We're going to kick somebody's butt. You know, we're itching for a fight. We got the flag wavers going again. We're going to give a blank check to our government to go get them. Go get that oil. We'll bring oil down to $1.25 a gallon. Wouldn't you like to see that day? Well, people would. If they knew that a war would create cheap gas in the aftermath, they wouldn't care if another 100 or 200,000 people died or more. This time it could be much more because it could be nuclear. I'm telling you, that could take out a lot of people. And the things that we're doing, it's been reported, I don't know whether this is true or not, but nations have threatened that if Bin Laden was killed, that it would unleash nuclear horror. You say, oh, they can't do that. They ain't got no nuclear weapons. The very nation that they killed, Mr. Osama Bin Laden, is a Muslim country with nuclear weapons. Who knows? Other nations surrounding that would use them are building delivery systems. And if the fire is kindled, somebody's going to eventually strike a match, and it could produce the time of trouble that the Bible talks about. and we could be in the end time scenario, this record-breaking heat and cold, galactic anomalies, birds dying. Now, we just had a large loss of life in Japan. Who cares? Now we're just waving the flag. Those people over there are still without electricity because their nuclear generators failed. We're having a warning system in Mississippi right now connected to the New Madrid fault line. We're getting ready. Something's going to happen. Something could happen on a scale that would make Japan or Haiti or China or Chile could make it pale in comparison to what could happen on the New Madrid, according to the U.S. Navy geological team that said this is what could happen here in America. America, do you need cleansing? Do you need a cleansing? Does the evil have to be shook out of position to return our people to the truth? May the 16th, the debt gap, we have borrowed so much money, it's incredible. You say, well, there's nothing wrong with borrowing money. It's not until you start giving nations that buys up your debt a key to the farm, a deed to the property, which is what we're literally doing. And there's countries that envy this nation like you wouldn't believe. They may be somebody that would be willing to give them the deed to the ranch, providing that it paid them handsomely. The word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret oath stand proceedings. All the above is happening. Even today, there's little value in opposing the threat to a closed society, which we have now preached on us right out of our own White House office, that we should be a socialist state, that democracy is a failure. I do not intend to permit, to the extent that is in my control, and no official of my administration, whether his rank be high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle, to dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts that they deserve to know. John F. Kennedy. Well, so much for Mr. Kennedy. You know what happened to him. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to get out here. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark in the great state of Mississippi here on WWRB 3.185 and 2390. We appreciate you. Call me tonight. Area code 423. 351-1082. Write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Our website, Bob just informed me today we went over 9,000 in 2 months on our website. 9,000 hits. I was on a website today that's been up for, I know, at least 3 or 4 years, and they didn't have but 128 hits. We've had 9,000 in less than 2 months. Doing something right on the website. If you'd like to know where it's at, just go to oneyahweh.com. Oneyahweh.com. And we'll appreciate you. Well, we got to get off here. Our time is coming gone. It's good to be with you tonight. Remember, this exercise with 3 million people participating in it today. It went on today while they were talking about Osama bin Laden. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in the councils of government, we must guard against the occlusion of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic process. Your president a few years back, Dwight Eisenhower, our president warning us about what I've talked about tonight. Don't make the mistake, because our world has changed dramatically right under your nose in your lifetime. Are you awake? And can you survive? Do you know what's happening? To be ill-informed, you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Yahweh bless you, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 2390. I'll be back here at 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you.